We're going to turn now to health, news of an advance that could eventually lead to a cure for diabetes. Before the discovery of insulin in the 1920s, diabetes was a feared disease that often led to a rapid death. Today, insulin injections to control blood sugar levels are a mainstay of therapy for type 1 diabetes. They're also used by many with the type 2 form of the disease. But insulin injections aren't a cure. People can still suffer complications, including heart attacks and blindness. NPR's Rob Stein reports on work by scientists at Harvard that could someday eliminate the need for injections.
For Harvard cell biologist Doug Melton, the search for something better than insulin shots for diabetes has been a very personal quest.
My six-month-old son, Sam, came down with diabetes some 20 years ago, and some years later, my 14-year-old daughter, Emma, also came down with type 1 diabetes. Since that time, I don't know how to say it, except that I do what any parent would do, is to say that I'm not going to put up with this, and I want to find a better way.
Now, Melton and his colleagues are reporting in the journal Cell that they've finally found that better way. They've figured out how to mass-produce the kind of cells that naturally produce insulin in the body, cells that could be transplanted into patients so their bodies could control their blood sugar normally.
We are reporting the ability to make hundreds of millions of cells, the cell that can read the amount of sugar in the blood, which appears following a meal, and then squirt out or secrete just the right amount of insulin.
They did this using human embryonic stem cells. They can be turned into almost any kind of cell in the body. But for 15 years, the researchers tried and failed and tried and failed to find just the right mix of chemical signals that would coax human embryonic stem cells into becoming insulin cells. Finally, they came up with a recipe that works.
A short way of saying this might be like if you were going to make a very fancy kind of new cake, like, I don't know, a raspberry chocolate cake with vanilla frosting or something. You pretty much know all the components you have to add, but it's the way you add them and the order and the timing, how long you cook it, etc. The solution to that just took a very long time.
And when Melton and his colleagues transplanted the cells into mice with diabetes, the results were clear and fast.
We can cure their diabetes right away in less than 10 days. This finding provides a kind of unprecedented cell source that could be used for cell transplantation therapy in diabetes.
Other scientists are hailing the research as a big advance.
Well, this is a huge landmark paper. I would say it's bigger than the discovery of insulin.
Jose Oberholzer is a professor of bioengineering at the University of Illinois.
The discovery of insulin was important and certainly saved millions of people, but it just allowed patients to survive, but not really to have a normal life. The finding of Doc Melton would really allow to offer them really something that I would call a functional cure. You know, they wouldn't really feel anymore being diabetic if they got a transplant with those kind of cells.
Now, Melton and others caution, there's still a lot more work to do before they're ready to try this in people with diabetes. For one thing, they need to come up with a way to hide the cells from the immune system, especially for people with type 1 diabetes, so the immune system doesn't attack and destroy the cells. Melton and his colleagues are working on that, and they think they may have come up with a solution, a kind of protective shell.
We're thinking about it as sort of like a tea bag where the tea stays inside, the water goes in, and then the dissolved tea comes out. And so if you think about a tea bag analogy, we would put ourselves inside this tea bag.
But that's not the only problem. Some people have moral objections to anything that involves human embryonic stem cell research because it destroys human embryos. Daniel Solmacy, a doctor and bioethicist at the University of Chicago, shares that view.
If, like me, someone considers the human embryo to be imbued with the same sorts of dignity that the rest of us have, then in fact this is morally problematic. It's the destruction of an individual, unique human life for the sole purpose of helping other persons.
Melton says he's also found a way to use another kind of stem cell, cells that don't destroy any embryos. He's trying to figure out if they work as well and hopes to start testing his insulin cells in people with diabetes within 3 years. Rob Stein, NPR News.